I'm old enough to, like, I've seen politicians for 40 years, maybe, you know, like with my conscience, you know, like I know what's going on. And, you know, I'm happy, like, for Quebec that the old war between the Liberals and the PQ is over. They've wasted so many years just built on fear and on expectations, you know, fighting each other. I mean, total mess for 40 years, not four, 40. So that's, so I think just for that, to have the CAC, you know, on you know, in power for the last 4 years, just that is a blessing for everybody, because we're out of this, you know, mindset that was, you know, not productive. We're not building a society. Just people were just, you know, being elected, you know, just floating around, you know, and, you know, either they go for a separation or they against, you know, they were against it. So I don't think they brought a lot of new things in Quebec, like, let's say, for the last 30 years, you know. We had a good increase in services and everything, you know, maybe, you know, between the 70s, right, 80s. But after that, it was pretty much just a battle, you know. And I think we wasted a lot of time. So I think the CAC for that is a good thing, because we have somebody out there that, you know, it's not, you know, it's a federalist party, you know. Lately, they've been doing some maneuvers, you know, and I don't know. It's their stuff. But for me, that's why I joined the Green Party, right, because the Green Party, you know, they're not looking for people with nice ties and, you know, good, you know, like public figures, right? So, and the public figures are not interested either, because it's going to be too hard on their ego. But anyway, I think, just to resume it, I think, I mean, they dealt with the pandemic, you know, I mean, honestly, for me, you know, like, I mean, you can hear the conservators, like in Quebec, you know, like they're not happy and they're saying this and that. But I mean, it was not an easy task either. So I think, from my point of view, there was a few rules that they put in place, you know, like the late curfews. I mean, yeah, maybe it was a bit too much at one point, right? But I think they did their, you know, their best, and, you know, I don't think, I wouldn't complain about their performance overall. I think they have, like, let's say, 8 out of 10 for the pandemic. Now, you know, like, as far as the economy goes, I think, you know, considering the pandemic, I think, you know, I think they have overall, I would still give them, you know, a good note for their, but there's a few things, you know, that got, like, the Law 96, right, or the Law 21. I understand it's pretty tough, you know, to make rules or laws concerning, you know, personal, you know, belief or language issues. You know, these are really sensible subject, like, especially in Quebec. I think there was a need to update, you know, the 101, you know, all these laws about language issues. Maybe Law 96, I think, well, the Green Party officially is against it. Now, it was against it, but now, you know, it's passed. So, but I think that was one of the maybe area where they should have taken more time, the CAC, to, I know they probably had a political engagement last election to solve it before this election. But anyway, I think they should have taken their time and, you know, let go their goal and just make sure they understand what's going on, especially like in Pontiac. So me as a, you know, as a representative of Pontiac, I would step up to the plate, you know, for any abuse of the Law 96, you know. I think there's some decent, I mean, I would say good, most of the content, I think it's okay. I mean, and we have to understand also, like, Quebec is a French, country. It's the only French province, you know, in all North America. So it's normal that there's some, you know, laws to protect the language. And I don't think, you know, anybody loses in learning another language. So, but there's some issues with it, like when you applied it, but that's more in the future that we're going to see if there's some abuse or not. And I will be there to step to the plate, you know, for that. And also, like, Law 21, I understand, you know, like, the, you know, for the religions, you know, what we wear and stuff like that. I understand, you know, there needs to be a rule somewhere, but, you know, we have also to respect, you know, the people, you know, the way they, their religion or, you know, but of course, if you look around the world, I mean, you know, you don't want religion to lead our country either. So there's a fine balance there, you know, everywhere religion is really leading their country. I don't know a country where things are going well right now, where religion is actually taking too much place, right? So it's a fine balance.